Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we return right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about livestock futures. After a couple miserable days, pretty nice turnaround yesterday. The cattle and hogs higher yesterday.
Exactly right, Dave. We saw live cattle and feeder cattle shoot higher right off the opening yesterday, and then most of the contracts closed up their daily limits yesterday. Now, news-wise, it was very quiet yesterday, and the higher trade was really nothing more than a technical reaction in the marketplace. The cattle complex today will have expanded trading limits, and we also see here at midweek there has been no activity in the feed yards. Now, choice box beef yesterday down $1.76, select boxes down $2.75 on a total movement of 181 loads. Small cattle kill yesterday of 103,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $1.68. We also saw lean hog futures with triple-digit gains yesterday. On the close yesterday, most live cattle contracts were up to $3 limit and feeder cattle contracts up to $4.50 limit, with December lean hogs up $2.62.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, along with the cattle futures, the grains were higher across the board and significantly higher yesterday.
Yes, that was nice to see. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all managed to close positive yesterday after seeing most of these contracts make new contract lows back on Tuesday's trade following the negative USDA supply and demand report. And news-wise, much like the livestock market, it was very quiet yesterday, and we saw most of this higher trade. It was nothing more than technical in nature. Now, trading overnight has been on the mixed side and in light to moderate volume. We're currently looking at December Kansas City wheat unchanged. We're looking at December corn down $0.01¾. January soybeans down $0.03¼. December cotton is down 1 point. December crude oil trading 60 cents lower. December dollar index is up 4 cents. And December Dow Jones futures 68 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow, as we usually do. Look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.